Hi, this is Ken here at Odd Camp 11, and I'm here with DJ from The H.
I'm at Odd Camp, yes.
So, can you tell me what The H is?
The H is basically, it's a UK publication online. We specialise in open source and security. Doing it now for about 3 years in all, and we're looking at you. We hope to get more people reading us because we're actually focused on open source. So
what sort of articles would I find on if I go to, your website,
www.h-online.com?
Primarily English articles, yeah?
Always in English, yeah. We take content from our parent company in Germany, who publish CTNIX magazine over there, and do an awful lot on open source, and run various conferences over there for open source. But in the UK, for example, a typical day, well, let's look at a typical day. Yeah, we've covered the latest in Chrome, problems with the standard DHCP server, where you can actually bring it to a grinding halt, the latest version of KMyMoney, the fact that Ubuntu 11.10 is now definitely going to have Thunderbird on the desktop. Some news that you don't normally hear, that Univention have just pushed out their first beta for their new server. Linux-based server, and we cover, as I said, security, so we have things like the argument between Adobe and Google over how many bugs were in the last Flash update.
All right, yes. Stirring it up there.
We cover the enterprise-y stuff. One of the big things we carry is Kernel Log, which is written by Torsten Lehmhaus in Germany, which gives you all the information that you've come across in things like Kernel Newbies when a new release comes out. But A, it comes out regularly, and B, we give you all the detail in a readable format for all the new Linux releases. We have that on the day of release when there's a new kernel release.
Oh, fantastic. You have RSS feed, I guess.
We have RSS feeds for the open side, the security side, and a combination of both. We also have Twitter feeds, so you can catch us on Twitter at HOnlineNews. And you'll actually get the latest news that way. Then we also have at HOnline, which is where we pull up the really special stuff. So yeah, we're easy to find. We also have online email newsletters. If you haven't got time. Old school, and yet somebody came up to me just now and said he really likes the newsletter because it lets him get through all the news in one go.
Oh, so, fantastic, yeah, actually. What sort of licenses do you release your content under? Is
it we retain licenses. We're not an open. We don't give away the content because we syndicate it and lots of it comes from other sources. But we're happy for people to take clips if they
fair
talk
use.
To us. Yeah, fair use. So yeah, because well, somebody's got to make some money somewhere. Unfortunately, we do come across people who do lift our content without asking. And
yes, we suffer from that here in HPR as well.
We have to make unhappy faces at them.
You do have a small amount of advertising on the site.
We have a bit of advertising on the site, but
it's not obnoxious.
One of our design things is that we know people don't like advertising sitting in the middle of their content, and we try to make it so that everybody gets a fair shake, and we're all about the content. We'd like people to get information without something being just thrown by a flash advert sitting in the middle of a dog chasing balloons.
With a pop-up window to take a survey, no doubt.
Yeah. we're very good on that. We're running a survey at the moment which does not pop up in any way. Unsurprisingly, and I think it even surprised the people we're doing the survey with, more people answer it, and that's one thing we love, is that if we treat our readers right, they'll treat us right, because we like to give them information and not mess them around, and we hope people like that.
Okay, fantastic. So what do you think of Odd Camp? Is it just serving your needs?
Odd Camp is a great little event. We've covered it in the past, actually, and it's something that it's a proper community event. That kind of fills in where Lug Radio Live was, which gives it sort of the chaotic feeling that nobody's exactly sure what's going on, but it will
happen. Definitely going to be fun.
Yes. And this one's here, I've got to say, they've had a lovely venue for it in the south of England, which is a big plus, because us southerners, we get you feeling a bit left out with it happening in the north all the time. So
it's so far away.
The north is just, it's another country. But yeah, actually something that we want to, yeah, if you're in the north and you're doing stuff with open source, do get in touch with us. One of the things that I didn't mention is that we do actually run a little thing called the community calendar regularly every month, which is the next month's events that we can find coming up.
So fantastic. Actually, do you cover just the UK or also
we cover worldwide? UK and bits of Europe that people can get to. Because there are bits of Europe that are remarkable, but where it's within range. And it's not a, we're debating whether to actually put Prague in there, because we've got the Linux Conference Europe coming up in Prague, which is like, it's going to be a long train trip for a lot of people if they don't want to fly.
Yeah, but if Squeezy and Jess are flying in close or
something. But if you actually pull up our calendar here, you'll see that we're covering details like the Python conference, PyCon UK, because it is actually on up in Coventry, and you're mentioning the BSD conference, which is running in the Netherlands.
Which is cool, actually, because I didn't even know that was on, and I lived there.
So, there you go. So it's educational already.
Thank you very much.
but we also cover things like, we've got a few bits going on in Manchester, and look, there's Og Camp in our calendar for this month.
Fantastic.
We like to cater for the more technically minded as well. So if you look here, we're talking about a lot of technology oriented things, not just free software philosophy or anything. We will take a critical eye to things. For example, one of our features running at the moment is a look at how the Linux desktop has failed, and what a community could do about it by working together, but on neutral territory.
Yes, okay.
It's one of those.
I've had a few comments, I imagine.
if the Linux desktop had succeeded, then you'd walk into a business and you'd see Linux desktops everywhere, but you don't. And part of it's down to the fact that everybody's relied on commercial companies to produce that Linux desktop to take out there and put in. And as soon as you start relying on a commercial company to put free software out there, you have a problem, because you're relying on their commercial success. And as soon as a company gets commercially successful, they can turn into the bad guys, or the perceived as the bad guys, for example, Ubuntu.
I'd say that is a fair comment.
And that point, you lose the community. As soon as they've lost the community, they end up in a situation where they can still do what they've done, but it doesn't have the impetus behind it.
Okay.
And one thing that the article looks at is the idea of creating, either within something like the Linux Foundation or one of the many organizations, creating a foundation for desktop Linux, which creates a community-based desktop Linux, which people use as the reference. GNOME was there, but people have lost faith with GNOME. And if you build a consensus-based desktop, then maybe everybody can actually get behind it.
But you're so wrong!
What?
I use KDE, so I don't want a unified desktop. And I would argue that Chrome Android is doing that.
Because it doesn't give you a desktop.
Chrome may do that.
Chrome OS gives you a browser. And it's just a browser.
You make a valid point, sir. And that and more interesting topics will be available at www.hotel-online.com. Thank you very much for the interview. Really enjoy it. And hope you have a lot of success and fun here.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRef projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.